intuition on the reason that stopping these unemployment insurance benefits is bad for the economy is actually really straightforward. The long-term unemployed are people who have been existing on unemployment insurance benefits for at least 6 months. Those unemployment insurance benefits are not generous. They replace a maximum, if you're lucky, of half of your prior earnings. So these are people who have been existing for a very long time on much reduced income. So they are people who are almost, by definition, cash-strapped. So when they get those benefits, they're not hanging on to them. They're not going to be able to save those benefits. They are going to basically have no other choice but to just spend those benefits on necessities in their economy, in their local economy. And that is what the economy needs right now. When people spend money, that increases demand for goods and services. Who produces goods and services? Workers. So businesses have to ramp up hiring. That's what the economy needs right now. Though it's worth noting that this question about unemployment insurance benefits, right now we're not talking about making the economy better off. We're actually talking about we're in a sort of do no harm scenario. The fact that we've cut off these benefits is pulling economic activity out of the economy that was supporting the economy in 2013. So cutting them off, didn't make things better. It actually made things worse, and reinstating them will just restore things to where they were in 2013. Making things worse right now in this sluggish economy is exactly what we do not want to do. So these benefits should definitely be reinstated, regardless of the morality of it. Doesn't matter. You could take the perspective of, I don't even care about the living standards of the long-term unemployed if all I care about is the state of the recovery in the economy. Extending long-term unemployment benefits is a good thing to do.
Let me take the contrarian argument, probably voiced better than I, by others who would say this, that essentially, what has been happening for too long in Washington is that people have been supporting the unsupportable in many different ways in the economy. And now is the time to take a little bit of the pain. And on top of that, if you continue to incentivize the unemployed to stay in unemployed, then you won't really kickstart the economy. You're just papering over the cracks.
That is a very interesting question, and economists have studied this like crazy. The question of do unemployment insurance benefits actually do any good, or are they just giving people sort of a reason to take a vacation rather than search for work? So there's a lot of work on this, and in particular, people have done a lot of work on this in the aftermath of the Great Recession. So how have long-term unemployment insurance benefits affected people's incentive to take another job and incentive to look for work? So these carefully done studies have found is that the unemployment insurance extensions in the aftermath of the Great Recession have actually increased unemployment duration for recipients a little bit. So that fact is actually true. It's increased unemployment durations a little bit, but here's the rub. Most of that effect has been for good reasons. Mostly, that increase in unemployment duration is due to people not dropping out of the labor force because they just give up. So you actually have to actively be looking for work in order to receive benefits. So that incentivizes people to continue looking for work, even though job opportunities are so weak out there, because they know that if they continue actively seeking work, they're going to be able to get those benefits. So when you cut off those benefits, you're going to remove that incentive for looking for work, and people are going to drop out of the labor force. They're just going to give up, stop looking. That's bad for the economy, because that means that a smaller share of those long-term unemployed are ultimately going to find work.